Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... You know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having Ellen Rohr on the show, folks. Her last name is not for nothing. She is more than a human. She's a force of nature. Buckle your seatbelts. Ellen Rohr is in the building. Ellen, welcome back.
Hey, hey, how are you?
It's good to have you back.
You're the smart guy. I love the little bumper. S-M-A-R.
That's right.
That's it. Yeah.
If I didn't laugh at myself, I'd miss the best laughs, Ellen. Ellen is the author of Bare Bones Weekend Biz Plan, The Bare Bones Biz Plan, Where Did My Money Go? And, boy, she knows a little bit about that. Ellen, thanks again for being here. Since the first year, since 97, 98, I've been talking to small business owners about how to sell their business, how to get it set up with some of the best exit planners and exit strategists and business consultants in the business, people who focus and specialize in nothing but how to buy and sell a business. And that's been a normal course of our programming several times a year, many times a year, weaving it into all kinds of different other programs like profitability and things like that. But this year, with the coronavirus pandemic, earlier in the year, like May or June, I forgot, I wrote an article where I talked about the fact that there were plenty of baby boomer business owners who in January of this year were saying, hey, this isn't too hard. This is kind of fun. I might hang out another couple of years to see where this goes, build up the value of my business. I don't mind this. And then 3-4 months later, they're saying, I'm going to have to reinvent my business next year. I don't think I want to do that. Who will buy this? What do you think, Ellen?
I think now is a really great time to look at selling your company. And we talked before about buying companies. I'm a big fan of using acquisition to grow a company. I saw an ad on Instagram yesterday. Why start a business from scratch if you could get a head start by buying a company? And I'm like, it helps. Even if it's a broken company, it's like buying a great used car. There may be a way to fix it up versus start from scratch that would, you know, make it a lot less expensive to you as the owner to get this thing up and running. So I love, love, love acquisition on both sides of the table. You can use it to grow your company, and it could be a really great option nowadays to sell your company. And I'll tell you, the companies that are in hot demand right now are service businesses unaffected by the pandemic, unaffected by challenging economic times. Now, you know, I'm a dirty jobs girl. I'm one of the owners of Zoom Drain. We clean drains. And, you know, people poop as much today as they did before the pandemic. They're just pooping in different places. Mm-hmm. But our business is very resilient to the pandemic. We've had our issues trying to get PPE and people getting sick or exposed. Certainly the virus has impacted business across the board, but certain businesses less than others. So if you are in an industry that has not been as impacted as, say, the small restaurant community, if you're in a fairly resilient industry and have been able to keep the doors open, investors who were going to invest in other industries are maybe looking at yours. And this is a really exciting time to consider selling your company.
And talk to us about the kinds of things that you might have that would be valuable to them. Because I know there are a lot of people, and I'll tell you something else, Ellen, there are people out there who might not have as resilient a company, but there are people out there who will buy your company for your customer list, for your phone number, for your brand name that's been dominating for 40 years. They might buy those elements and apply them to their own business. Even if you could be very homogeneous with them or not, But you've got elements to your business that are saleable, even if they lock up the doors when they write you the check.
So good. It depends on what you want and how long your game plan currently is. For instance, if right now you're in it for the long haul, you know that you can make money no matter who's in office. You can make money in any economic environment. You know things ebb and flow and that this too shall pass. So depending on what your long game is will make a difference as to whether or not you're buying and selling right now. If you're, you know, you have grandkids, you put in your time, you just don't want to do it anymore. Some of the positive things that have come out of... Oh, do we have to pause?
Yeah, hold on to that thought. We're going to come back and talk some more about this.
All right, we're holding.
Yeah, we're gonna talk some more about this, folks.
I heard that. I heard the music, Dan.
There are lots of different ways to think about buying and selling a business. After the break, 22. Stay with us. I'll be back with Ellen Rohr. Feeling like I
ought to sleep. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.